Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your host, Angela Pugh. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I hope you're having a great day. A couple of things to catch up on really quickly. Remember, September is National Recovery Month. And for National Recovery Month, I did a whole month of coaching episodes, just solo episodes, me coaching you to help you in your sobriety. So as September comes to a close in a couple of weeks, we will have another interview episode coming, and I'm super excited about that too. I love sharing those real stories with you and talking to other people who have overcome this crazy journey. So mostly so you know, we are all crazy, regardless of how long we may have been sober. And I got a new review a couple of weeks ago where someone said they felt like I finish sentences for guests, and sometimes I don't allow my guests to talk enough. And I have to say, I totally agree with this. This is something I have definitely recognized in myself, and I really have been making a conscious effort to be better about that moving forward. I just get so excited when I talk to other addicted people, and I love sharing our time and energy. And sometimes I have to remind myself I need to sit back and listen better. So thank you, T. Delicia. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but for being honest about that. And I appreciate you taking the time to leave a review. And the review was great. It's not even that it was negative. That's just what was said, and I've definitely recognized that in myself. So I'm going to do better about that for sure. We're going to get to today's topic in just a minute. We're going to talk about one of the most common obstacles to overcome in recovery, especially early recovery, and what you can do to improve it, right? So not only what the struggle is, but how to fix it. That's what we're going to talk about today. And I really want you to take action with the stuff that we talk about. You can't create a different life if you sit back and do the same old things day in and day out. You have to do things differently if you want things to be different. Think about that as you go through your day, even on an hourly basis. Like, are there things you want to do differently, but you talk yourself out of it, or you let your anxiety get the best of you and get stuck in that fear and then don't follow through? That's how I lived for so many years, and I really regret it, you know? And at the same time, I still fight that exact issue every single day. So I don't think that the journey is ever finished. I think it's more like it's just an ongoing conversation, right? But first, before we dig into that, I have some travel coming up next week, and it's going to be a blast. I'm super, super excited. I got invited to speak at an addiction conference in Palm Beach. It is probably the biggest addiction treatment conference in the U.S. each year, and it's a conference I've gone to almost every year since the very beginning of my career. So it's super sentimental for me, and it's so much fun to get to go and see my friends and colleagues from across the country, to get caught up on all the cutting edge research and new practices in addiction and recovery. And you know, I'm a super nerd, so I love all of that stuff and learning all that information. And it's also what allows me to be more of service to you. I have to always educate myself and know what's happening in the world of addiction so that even the products that I offer, not only podcasts and having topics to talk about, but even the products I offer, like at myrecoverytoolbox.com, like so I can build better products that I know are helping you. So it just always helps me to be able to be of service to you and to keep myself educated so I have more to share with you. And the really fun thing about this conference too is not only am I speaking for 90 minutes? But they also asked me to do some live podcasting from the exhibit hall. So I'm going to be set up with my equipment and I'll be doing live interviews with random people, literally like whoever comes around. I have no idea what we'll talk about. And I'm just going to go with the flow, just like I do with my regular interviews. And I'll share everything first on Instagram and in the Facebook group, but really a lot on Instagram. I'm going to be posting a lot of Instagram stories and a lot of photographs as I'm going through the conference. So if you don't follow me on Insta, go find me at Addiction Unlimited and follow me there and join the Facebook group so you can see videos and cool stuff as it happens. And that's at facebook.com/groups/Addiction Unlimited. And of course, I will link those right in the show notes so you can scroll down your show notes right on your podcast app and just touch those links and it'll take you there to handle that stuff. So I'm going to take as much video as I can so I can share the experience with you, and really, you're going to get a little inside look at my crazy life. And I'm going to do a full takeover of my own Instagram feed and just post a ton of pics as I go through my day and share all my industry friends with you. And I can't wait. It's going to be really fun. So go follow me on Instagram at Addiction Unlimited and join the Facebook group because I'm going to do some fun stuff. And maybe some Facebook and Instagram live videos. There's just going to be a lot of action coming up. Now, let's dive in to this great topic today. We're going to talk about this obstacle that I think is probably one of the most challenging things when it's time to get sober. And I know this firsthand, that this is one of the biggest issues, because it's one of the biggest issues I had too. I was in the same boat. So the thing I want to talk about is being teachable. And I want you to really think about that for a minute, because a lot of times we talk about things like this, but we don't really get too into detail about what that means. And being teachable to me is like, stop shooting down suggestions. Stop having a problem for every solution. Stop saying, I know. If you're having a conversation with somebody, I don't care if it's your spouse or your mom or your sponsor or your therapist for that matter. If somebody is talking to you and it's a person in a position to offer some sort of guidance in anything in life, if everything out of your mouth is, I know, I should have done better, I know that, I know. When you're saying, I know, what that really means is that you're not listening. You've already kind of subconsciously shut down. And stop having a problem for every solution. This is a really big one too. And I have this a lot with my clients, like, and you guys have heard me talk about this before on other episodes, where like every single suggestion or solution that I offer, they shoot it down for whatever reason. They tell me why it won't work for them. Yeah, that won't work for me because, well, I tried that, but you know, everything, there's just a problem for every solution. So try really, in being teachable, try to put all your objections aside and just listen to what people are saying to you. Recovery is not rocket science. It's not a punishment, and it doesn't have to feel like torture. But I think one of the ways that we get ourselves in a lot of trouble and get ourselves stuck is we don't want to listen and take suggestions. You know, addicted people, we are typically incredibly smart people, and that is not always a good thing because we do know a lot. And logically, when you're a really smart person and successful in your life and successful in business and whatever, it's hard to take direction from others. You know, we want to think that we know it all or we already know better, and we don't allow people to lead us. And as people with compulsions, we are also a little compulsive with our objections. We get consumed with why we are different and why things won't work for us and why we don't fit in the mold. And the truth is, none of us are that different. Our details may be different. Your bottom may not have been as low as mine. Maybe you never got a DUI or lost a relationship or embarrassed yourself or whatever. But I promise you, if you are wondering if you have a drinking problem or an issue with alcohol, you probably do. Because people that don't have a problem don't wonder if they do. And what that signals to me is that on the inside, you're just like me. And again, you've heard me talk about this before. We don't connect as compulsive people, people with addiction. We don't connect on the details. We connect on the feelings. And the feelings of defeat and despair and confusion, that overwhelming anxiety, the fear, the total loss of control. And this is where it is most important to be teachable. Find a voice or a method or a meeting that you trust and let them teach you. One of the biggest obstacles I get from my clients are those two little words I was just talking about, and it creates an enormous barrier, the two little words, I know. Well, we all know what to do. It's a totally different thing to actually do it. If you catch yourself saying I know or having an objection to a suggestion, recognize this as a possible indication that you need to listen more and be teachable. It's one thing to know logically what you quote-unquote should do. This is no longer about knowing, it's about doing. And if you knew what to do and how to do it, you would be doing it instead of talking about it. So if you've been considering something like going to a meeting or getting a sponsor or hiring a coach or doing our Monday night group coaching or coming clean to a friend that you aren't drinking right now, whatever the thing is that has continued to come up in your thoughts or that has been nagging you to take action, stop putting it off and take action. I know you know. I know you're smart. I know by the time you're talking to me or listening to me, you've probably done a fair amount of research on the topic and maybe even read a book or two. I know you know. And now it's time to take what you know and put it into action. And that's where also in being teachable, we have to create some accountability for ourselves. You know, this is one of the things that I believe why AA is so successful overall, because one of the greatest things AA does doesn't have anything to do with sponsorship or steps or any of it. It's that it creates accountability. And I think when we are showing up and actually getting in our cars and driving to a place on a daily basis, it creates a different level of dedication and commitment. People know me in those rooms. They expect to see me. And if I don't show up for a while, they're calling me going, hey, what's going on? How are you? Where are you? Where you been? Let's grab coffee. It creates accountability. And that is so, so, so important. So instead of saying, I know, try saying, I will. Instead of, I know I should go to a meeting, change that to, I will go to a meeting. I know I should tell my mom I'm not drinking right now. Should be, I will tell my mom I'm not drinking right now. Or, I know I shouldn't go meet those friends at that bar. Switch that to, I'm going to skip that outing and do something healthier for my recovery. Or I know I should throw out that backup wine that I have at my house that I'm saving in the cabinet or in the pantry, whatever. Change that to I will throw out that booze so I'm not tempting myself and poking the bear. So try swapping those words. Instead of saying I know, say I will. And try this in everything, not just about recovery, but in every area of your life. I'm really bad about this because I do so much reading and so much work on myself. And you know, I'm completely addicted to personal development and just being a good person and being happy. That's why I'm addicted to personal development. It's really about my personal comfort and happiness and quality of life. I want to have a very mellow, drama-free life. And if I make good choices and I do the right things for myself and I protect my sobriety, then I get to have that really drama-free, mellow, happy, high quality of life. So even in my addiction to personal development, it's totally selfish. Like a good alcoholic, I'm still doing it for myself, you know? But there's nothing more important in life than being teachable. And I have struggled with this in my life. There are not very many people that I can sit back and allow them to lead me because I'm very alpha myself. And I am so committed to myself and my life and learning about myself and that self-awareness and being introspective. I do those things really well. So for me to take a step back and allow someone to guide me, it has to be somebody that really knows their shit, because I really know my shit and I'm dedicated on a level that most people just aren't. It's not natural or just human nature to have that level of dedication. It's taken me years of practice to get there. But it's hard for me to take guidance or to be led by someone that doesn't have that same thing. So it's a challenge for me too. But also, don't overload yourself with too many voices and sources. What I mean by that is, I do this to myself in business. I listen to a million different entrepreneur podcasts and watching different entrepreneurs on YouTube and television, and I try to soak up all the knowledge I possibly can. And what I ran into just maybe like 6 months ago, I was in this trap. What happened was I was getting conflicting information and it started to confuse me, right? Because like one guy says, you suck if you aren't up at 4 a.m. every day. And then, you know, two people recommend using one software for this thing, but another one says to use a different one. And the other person says you've got to work 100 hours a week. And the other person says you can do all of this in only 20 hours a week, right? Like, you start to get conflicting information. And what happens when you're really trying to find your way, for me, I want to follow people almost to a T, right? Like, I want to do every single thing they say. I'm like, okay, this person got 10,000 followers on Instagram and this is how they did it. So this is exactly how I'm going to do it because that's what I want. And you get conflicting information and it starts to get overwhelming. Then I heard another entrepreneur talk about this and he said, narrow it down to two or three people. Like, you have to find those voices and those sources that you really admire and listen to those people, follow the direction of those people. So I still listen to a lot of different people, right? But when it comes to taking real guidance and creating some action steps for myself, I have two to three people who I really follow in an action way. I can get inspired from 1,000 people. You know, I can get inspiration and motivation from everybody. So I'll still listen. But when it comes to, again, creating actionable steps for myself, I have to have those two or three people that I really trust that I can allow to lead me. And part of that too was looking at lifestyle. This is a huge thing too. I don't want to be the guy that travels 350 days a year and never sees my family. So it didn't make sense for me to follow that guy so closely in action because his goals were different than mine. I still love a lot of his philosophies, but I narrowed mine down to a few people that have the same values as me in business and in life. People who want to be authentic and be of service, because that's what my life is about. Not just focused on money and fame, right? Like, that stuff's cool or whatever, but that's not the stuff that ultimately is going to get you through the day, right? I have to feel good about myself and I want to be led by someone that feels good about themselves too, right? And that are taking actions they are proud of in their day. Like, that's what we say about sponsorship. When you choose a sponsor. In AA, we say, choose someone who has what you want. And that means in their life, in their quality of life, in their attitude, who has what you want? Who's doing life the way you want to do life? And that's what I loved about my sponsor. Number one, he was super smart, right? He knew the program inside and out, and he shared it in a way that was really funny. So he wasn't like super weird, like big book thumper kind of guy. But he knew the book and he knew the principles and the material inside and out. And he shared it in a way that was really funny. Also, you know, he cusses a little bit. He'll drop an F-bomb here and there, which I really love. It just makes me giggle like a little kid. And for those of you that really know me in real life, like I'm really a potty mouth. Like I will make a sailor blush, I promise you. So I have to have somebody that will communicate with me on my level in terms I understand. But I just so admired the way he worked his recovery program and the way he lived his life. And the things I appreciated in my sponsor were his honesty. Even when it was embarrassing, even when he did something he wasn't proud of, he always showed up, told on himself, and cleaned up his mess. And I had a lot of admiration for that. And he showed up every day, no matter what. I mean, he'd been sober 2 decades when I met him, and he still was there every single day. And I admired that also, and that level of commitment and dedication and not getting off track. Because I'll tell you, you think it's challenging to go to a meeting every day when you're new. When I was new, it was easy. When you're doing it for a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades, that's when it gets hard because you've heard it all before. You know, like, I feel like it's much more challenging now for me to talk myself into going to meetings than it was when I was new. When I was new, I don't think I missed a meeting for 5 years. I was so happy with how I felt when I was sitting there. I was so happy with the changes that were happening in my life. I wanted to be there. I wanted to continue to soak it up. I wanted to continue to grow and get better. So I loved being there then. But I watched him 2 decades sober, still showing up every day. And I respected that so much. And I just knew he was the right person to guide me. And it was also in a moment that I was teachable, right? Maybe even a month prior to when I got sober, I wouldn't have been that teachable. I had to really be knocked down a couple of notches before I got in that mindset to be teachable. So be teachable, my friends. Allow those that have already walked the path to help you figure out your steps on the path. That's all. You don't have to walk exactly the same steps, but follow some guidance of those who know and let them lead you. That's all this is about. And that's all sponsorship is about. If you are going to meetings, like, don't overthink sponsorship. This person is not your boss. It's just a person that has already accomplished what you're trying to accomplish. It's no different than having a coach in business. I have like 3 coaches, you guys, because I have to have somebody teach me, somebody who's already done it, somebody who's farther along has to show me how to do it. Otherwise, I will waste a ton of time, a ton of money, spinning my wheels, making stupid rookie mistakes, all because I'm not being teachable in letting somebody show me the way, letting somebody say to me, oh my gosh, I totally did that when I was new. Let me tell you how I got around it. Let me tell you the best way to do it. Save yourself some time and heartache. Do it like this, right? That's all it is. It's the same reason we have coaches in professional sports. A sponsor is just a coach. That's all it is. Don't overthink it, right? Now, the whole time that you're kind of going through this, the committee will be kicking and screaming. So be prepared for those objections and the obstacles the committee is going to throw. And remember, the objections will feel totally real and justified. The committee is going to be telling you all the reasons you don't need to follow suggestions. It will tell you you don't need it, whatever it is. It will tell you you don't have time. You'll have to do it later because the phone is ringing. You have 20 emails. Your kids are running around like miniature insane people. And you're trying to get dinner or it's bath time. You need to send that last email. Or you're just too damn tired. Those are all the things the committee is going to tell you. And to a certain extent, all of that is probably true. But if my sponsor told me to read a certain page in the book every single day, then I had to prioritize the time to do that, regardless of what else was happening in my life. I didn't know it at the time, but what he was doing was building my foundation. And he did have me do, I had these rituals, right? I did have a part of the books, like 2 pages, 2.5 pages that I read every day. I checked in with him every day, even if it was just for a few minutes, even if he didn't answer the phone. And I remember saying to him one time, I was like, well, I've called you 2 days in a row and you didn't answer the phone. He goes, well, it's not my responsibility to answer the phone. It's your responsibility to call. And he was exactly right. And what he was doing is he was seeing what my level of willingness was. How willing was I to continue to follow through and continue to take steps forward, even when things weren't going my way, even when I wasn't getting what I wanted, even when there wasn't instant gratification? Was I willing to still keep doing the things and to be dedicated? How dedicated was I? That's what he was looking at in those little rituals, right? And the reading the pages every day was so good for me because it was a couple of pages and he had me do it in the morning. And it was all about framing your mindset to start your day. And it was amazing. It really was. And sometimes I hated it because I'm rebellious and I'm super immature. So some mornings I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe he wants me to read this every day. Like it was such a chore. Like I would spend more time bitching about it than it took to just do it. Like that's how ridiculous I was in my early sobriety. I was so immature. It's embarrassing when I look back at it now. I was so immature. But all those things that he would have me do were building my foundation. That's the thing I don't want you to miss by being caught up in objections and pushing suggestions aside because you know, or pushing those suggestions to the side or procrastinating because the committee is telling you a bunch of BS. Like, I don't want you to believe the committee. Even when it feels really true and accurate what the committee is telling you, remember, it is going to try to keep you in the same place. The committee gets really uncomfortable when you try to change and do things differently. So I just want you to be aware of these things we talk about and that these are things to build your foundation, right? Drugs and alcohol create a lot of cracks in our foundation. And if you want to fill in those cracks and make your foundation solid and strong again, then start with small habits and allowing someone to show you how to create new habits and change your mindset. Your life can't be different if you do everything the same. So don't listen to the committee feeding you the same old story and the same old excuses and the same old fears. When I say, like in the recovery recipe, and I'll link that in the show notes too, if you want to get your free copy of the recovery recipe, just scroll down the show notes and you can click on it. When I say feed your sobriety every day, then feed your damn sobriety every day. If you're reading a great sober people book, then follow the suggestions it gives you. If you have a sponsor, do what they tell you. Or your therapist, follow their direction. If there's a YouTube person you love, or Russell Brand, he's a big sober dude. I don't care who your guide is. What I care about is that you don't sell yourself short and set yourself up for failure by not being open to suggestions. So today, I really want you to put some focus into listening to how you respond to people. Are you open or do you say, I know, or yeah, but that won't work for me because, or yeah, but I tried that and, or I tried that. That's a good one too, even without the yeah, but I tried that. Well, I tried that once before. Yeah, I tried that. It didn't work for me. Yeah, I tried that too. I want you to see if you are objecting or if you are actually listening and being open to suggestions. And let me know what you're learning about yourself and how your objections have held you back. I would love to hear from you and really think about this throughout the next couple of days. I want you to really listen to yourself and how you respond to people and what that looks like in your life. And are you holding yourself back? And what can you do to do things a little bit differently? Okay, and then share your journey. It's always a great journey to learn about ourselves and how we can be better. And again, I would love to hear from you and how that's working for you and what you're learning about yourself. And don't forget to jump on Instagram, follow the podcast at Addiction Unlimited, and join the Facebook group. It's totally private and there's a ton of support in there. You guys will love that Facebook group if you haven't joined it yet. It's so good. Like everybody shares their different tips and tricks and strategies and what they're doing to stay sober and how they get back on the wagon after a relapse, no matter how big or small it is. And it's just incredibly supportive. And it's totally private. Nobody else on Facebook can see that you're a part of the group. So it's all about strategies to stay sober and heal and have better, happier lives. Remember that. Everything that we're doing in this is to have a happier, better life, be a better version of yourself so your quality of life is stronger. As usual, I will link to everything in the show notes, and don't forget about myrecoverytoolbox.com. It's full of resources, free tools, everything you need to support your sobriety. I will link that in the show notes too, so you can get there right from your podcast app. I hope you have a great day. You guys watch that Instagram feed and the Facebook group for all of next week's super fun travel adventure. I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. I'm going to take a ton of pictures and do some video and introduce you guys to a lot of my addiction treatment industry friends, so you can see all these dynamic personalities that I get to be surrounded by all the time. And have a great, great day. You guys, I will talk to you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.